That's what's called here, crossroads down here. They call this crossroad, and they call this a side road. Turn off that side road. You hear that word, you know, Tom?
In some places, I've heard it called a byroad.
Byroad, yeah.
Or the byway. Oh, what did they have in Garvin in the early days? Did they have any special place for you to walk?
In Garvin?
Uh-huh.
Long years ago?
Uh-huh.
No, they didn't.
It's down the road, huh?
Down the road. They just had a road out through the middle, and you could back up the building anywhere. It was just built. Let's see. This big store here at Idabel, Kirk had a big store there in Garvin, a big rock store. I guess it ain't a house in Idabel as big as that rock building. And then, let's see, I knew all of them was there. I can't call their name. But, you know, Garvin was here before Idabel was here.
Yeah, you told me that. I was surprised. Mm-hmm. Is there anything left of Garvin now?
The filling station down on the road.
I think I noticed that. And a couple of big walls standing up. And I think that big rock store is still there. It faces south.
Yeah.
There used to be a bank.
Huh?
There used to be a bank there.
Yeah, there used to be a bank on the outside. It was brick.
Uh-huh.
Maybe old brick there. And this woman owns that big rock building. Now she dead. But she bought that building in. He bought in for his taxes. I think it cost her about $15.
It won't do much good.
You know, no, it won't do no good. You know, that town went down when Audubon went to building in the valley. Garvin went down.
Did they have a railroad at Valiant?
Mm-hmm.
Railroad at Idabel?
Mm-hmm. Same railroad.
They don't have one at Garvin?
Garvin.
Or do they?
Yeah, same railroad comes out to Garvin.
They had one there too.
Mm-hmm. Same railroad.
Huh.
But you see, Idabel just went to building.
Uh-huh.
All everywhere. And Valiant went to building pretty good, and that just take me to Millerton and Garvin out.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. And did you know the oldest town in Oklahoma?
Sweetwater or Sweetbriar?
Let me see. 4,000.
Who?
4,000.
Is that right?
You come down to a little town near Fort Valley, it's called 4,000. Well, I know them boys there when this was all Indian territory, when the whites was. I knew two men. One man run a store and the other bought cattle in this Indian territory. Long years ago, McBride boys, two brothers, McBride. And that's the oldest town, that I got in record of.
Mm-hmm.
4,000. Sometime you find some books on that and see what you find on that.
Was that on the old cattle trail?
Uh-huh.
Did they go up to Boggy Depot too?
Boggy. You know, Boggy's over there on Muddy Boggy. Hear that? Just that Muddy Boggy Road goes through that town.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that them brothers, they bought cattle all over this country from the Indians, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They had a trade permit with them. They could trade with the Indians.
Oh, that was a pretty valuable thing, I'll bet.
Mm-hmm. One of them bought cattle, and the Indians delivered 4,000. And the other one, big store. And the Indians bought everything. When he sold his cattle, he bought everything he needed the next year in their store.
Oh, boy.
They had it. And that brother just had it made.
No, they did. Mm-hmm. They'd pay the money with one hand and take it back with the other.
Yeah, and pay them out for the cattle, you know.
Uh-huh.
They'd pay them all in cash for the cattle, but the other man would take it back in the store.
Mm-hmm.
Load his wagons.
Did they have sidewalks in Idabel?
How long ago back?
Oh, say 1912.